I like how they all have their own little box to keep the game put.
I agree. And we have a special little drawer where all the board games live. And it's for the board games. That's what goes there is board games. That's it.
I have a closet which holds about half of my board games.
Well, we have a special little shelf in our kitchen, on the outside of our kitchen, sort of underneath where it's sort of in a corner. So there was no way to get access from the kitchen side. And it is full. That's all that's in there. It's the board game place. Board game trove. I'm not going to... This isn't a podcast about where we keep our board games, by the way. Or is it?
Oh, bummer.
This is our organizational draft.
That's right. Yes, yeah, everybody will draft storage systems. And
like our shelf.
Our sponsor is the Container Store. So thank you to them for sponsoring this episode.
How many dimensions does your chess have?
I play one-dimensional chess. I find it easy and soothing.
I lose a lot at one-dimensional chess.
It's basically just beads on a string... But I call it chess. Yeah.
That's fair enough. Yeah.
So is the idea here that these are seem to be a genre of game that's like, hey, Dungeons & Dragons is a thing. Could we do a board game?
Could we sell you all of Dungeons & Dragons in a box?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, like there was the electronic Dungeons & Dragons with the little walls that you'd put between the squares.
And there was a game called, there was a Wizards game also just called Dungeon, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that was an old TSR game.
Yeah, right. And it's been updated more recently. But yeah, the same sort of thing where it's like a adventuring quest, you know, dungeon crawl type thing.
Mm-hmm. And this was before Dungeons & Dragons was so kind of based around a battle map, right? I mean, this was at the time Dungeons & Dragons was more like you could just talk about it in your head and use your imagination.
And right. this sucked. So they made maps. So
kids these days don't have an imagination. They just have Minecraft. So, you know, they're just...
Kids these days. You're officially an old man. You use the phrase kids these days, Tony.
I'm old before my time.
Now I feel bad because I didn't have enough imagination to play Minecraft. I just stared at it. It wanted me to build things? I can't do that.
No, that's no good. Not Minecraft, not a board game.
Dan, did you ever play Mystery Express?
Yes, you and I have played Mystery Express.
Okay, I wasn't
it's
sure.
like Clue, but way, way harder and
yeah,
not as
Mystery
much
Express
fun.
Mystery Express is a game I own, which... I kind of somewhat regret because it was like 50 or 60 bucks and I've only played it maybe two or three times. And it's Clue, except it's on a train. So that's exciting if you like trains.
Yeah, sure.
But it's much more complicated and takes like 2 or 3 hours to play. And I don't know if I like it.
It's
but
very, very
it.
Hard.
If we're talking about takes on Clue, I think Kill Dr. Lucky.
Yes.
Game is one of my favorites. I used to work in a game store, so that's, that's why I know every game.
Have you seen the latest versions of Kill Dr. Lucky that comes in a giant box with an actual
Well, because it's
board?
No longer, it's not cheap-ass games anymore.
Yeah, how is that cheap-ass?
It seems weird.
A couple of years ago, one of the boys got, for his birthday, one of his friends gave him a game called Clue Secrets and Spies. And it's, you know, it's got... Agent Plum and Agent Mustard and I mean they're all secret agents and they travel
there's no
from,
orange
yeah and they travel from international city to international city and there are like pieces that you move on this part of the board but different pieces for this part and there are like four types of cards and we're sitting there it's been in the house for about 5 years and still in the cellophane. And we finally opened it up the other week because the younger one was like, let's play Clue. And I think we got to about the fifth page of instructions before we could even start. And I'm still like, how the hell does this work? And I look over and the two of them are off doing other things. It's like, all right, this is not happening. And I
really,
still don't know how to play the thing. It
I'm
is
really sad that I
obtuse.
Can't find my copy of Clue the Great Museum Caper. The museum heist.
Oh,
I have
I
one
that.
Somewhere. But it had like a 3D God. Board and you had to like get around the security systems and rob like paintings. It was a pretty cool game. I don't know what happened to it, but
it was stolen.
Damn it. One of you is the thief.
It was the rope. He did it.
Did we decide if I'm allowed to draft games that are card games or is that I'm asking for a ruling.
I
frown on that.
I say yes. I say it depends on it's not a card. Well, what is a? I mean, is it? It's not like hearts.
Is there? Is it like Millborn or something where it's nothing but cards? Because if it's nothing but cards,
Well, sir, you are a bit of a hypocrite with your game that's nothing but tiles and meeples. But
I mean, so you make your own board and put things on the card.
All right, the board, what is a board when there's a board?
I don't care, Tony.
I regret asking.
Go ahead. You can pick a card game. All I can say is that you're banned from the card game draft, which we'll never do. So
okay.
This totally counts, by the way, Tony. You're golden. This is a board game of card games. Go ahead.
Board game of card games. That's
well, good. I mean, it's just
there is a tableau.
When
it is
you're
a
building,
tableau.
Yeah,
for
you're
games.
Building stuff and all that, and it's not like yeah, you're good here. Go ahead.
Okay. All right.
Ding. The light came on. You're approved.
You
by
may
the
proceed.
Judges. You're not banned from the card game draft after all. In Race for the Galaxy, it's little wooden barrels of the mind. Not actually wooden
mainly
barrels.
Cards.
I feel like you're trying too hard to get the title of the episode in.
It is, there's no board in sight. I'm sorry,
yep.
Jason, there's no board in sight.
Yeah, I was thinking about Dominion.
I know that you're in with big cardboard.
That's why I'm...
this is the cardiest of card games there is.
No, Dominion is the reason why these kind of games are in this draft. They're allowed because Dominion is a perfect
example.
Well,
Dominion is a card game. It's this whole new genre of card building game like Ascension.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just, it's not, you know, again, hearts would not be allowed. This is what I'm saying. Poker.
I would
not
have listed
allowed.
Illuminati if I knew that's how we were going to be playing.
Wow.
That's the risk you take.
You know,
all right.
I am somewhat surprised that no one mentioned a game that I don't particularly care for, but I know is very popular, which is Cards Against Humanity.
But that's
not
cards.
A board
it's
game.
Not a board game.
Oh,
it's really. Not
I forgot
a board
that
game.
I only I was the one that snuck card reading.
Apple. Well, no. I mean, it's. I don't know. It feels sort of different to me, like apples to apples. Yeah. Or there's a game.
I mean, let's be honest. Cards Against Humanity is just apples to apples with dirty jokes.
With
that,
dirty
you know,
jokes.
As opposed to let me play. When I played apples to apples, it was apples to apples with dirty jokes, and we made the dirty jokes ourselves uphill both ways in the snow.
Sure. But until next time, that wraps up this edition of the Incomparable Podcast. Thanks to everybody out there for listening, and I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. Goodbye.
You were going to go around and thank everyone again, weren't you?
I was caught in an infinite loop, Monty. I had to break out of it. Hungry hippos. Hungry hippos.
So is our April Fool's Day episode this year us playing Trivial Pursuit?
Well, it might
or
be
Family Feud.
So I've got game show episode written down, but I'm not sure whether I'm going to have the energy to make another game show episode. So I'm open to other options for wacky things that we could do.
Merlin wants to play Family Feud.
Yep. He says he doesn't even care if it airs.
Hashtag Scotch and Milk.
Yep. That's the Merlin. Worst hashtag ever.
I'm down with that.
Oh my God.
Six people said scotch and milk.
Wow. Those people are all dead now, fortunately. So, not a problem.
I did Google it. There are a surprising number of websites that have directions on how to make it.
Yeah, 2 ounces scotch, 6 ounces milk, 1 teaspoon powdered sugar.
Okay, some of the directions I found were less
garnish
helpful.
With nutmeg.
They were just scotch and milk. And I was like, well, it's in the name. I didn't need that. You know?
Is this just
the first thing
generated?
The first hit
then?
I get suggests it is an abomination. But
I saw a lot of blah. So.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm seeing
94 update. 94 FYI, people we've said, been feeling more than a little nauseous since we drank this bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh boy!
Wow. That is the best cocktail recipe I've ever read. Was the one where it ends with an update about how they are now feeling nauseous.
Now feeling ill.
Oh, man.
I feel like every cocktail recipe should have that.
Yeah, 2 hours later. Guys, that wasn't such a good idea.
Or
the
2 hours
morning,
later.
Feeling
woo!
Pretty good.
Yeah. That is important.
Wow. Hey, this worked.
Good job.
This was really fun.
Anything
so
can be a draft.
Anything can be a draft. Yeah.
That's
everything
not the
is
lesson
made better
to take
by
away
drafts.
From this.
I should so not be podcasting this week of all weeks, but I was like, board games, I am not.
I know.
This is
a wrap for you in Wisconsin.
Yeah, this will be my last Incomparable from Wisconsin and second to last podcast from Wisconsin.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Or the United States, frankly.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Wow.
Unless crazy. I do some vacation podcasting in the future.
That's true. But it won't be the same.
Oh, yeah. You'll probably at least podcast from conventions or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That is
sure.
true.
Like a year from now in L.A.
Yeah.
Almost certainly.
Probably.
Cool. That was great. Thanks, everybody. Mm-hmm. Now go play The Feud. or
too late so much to fun. Pay Family
something
Feud.
Else. Right. Amazing.
Especially because playing it, people really do panic and give terrible answers that make no sense given 1 second of thought.
I kind of feel like we could play Family Feud by the official Family Feud rules, right? Yeah. You know?
Oh, you really could.
Top five answers are on the board. Here's your question. Yep.
Oh, God. Speaking of weird drink recipes, a friend of mine just tweeted a picture of something called the Playboy. It's smoked chipotle-infused vodka, fresh pineapple, arugula syrup, lime juice, and fresh cucumber with a barbecue bacon and lime salt rim.
There's no Erica, why do your friends hate you?
Every ingredient is made up.
Yeah, that's not a real
thing. Why are they trying to kill you?
I do not even know what it is.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, our cocktails episode of The Incomparable will be a real hit. That's the episode where we just all drink cocktails. We don't talk about cocktails. We just drink them.
I'm in.
Screw the rest of you.
Yeah.